understand how we haven't found it yet.
Well, these things are never that easy, Leahy. You know that as well as anyone.
I know, but I showed you the etching, didn't I?
Oh, let me see it again. Now I've got the skyline to compare it to.
Yes. This is a restoration. But the original is largely complete and only about 1,000 years old. Now, this mountain here...
is clearly meant to be that mountain over there.
Exactly. And on the other side of that mountain over there is an ocean. So we must be standing on the right side of it.
Unless it's flooded since then.
No. The geographical survey confirms it's been like this a long time. And this here, in the middle of the etching, is the entrance to the caves.
Yes, now this I have seen in other drawings. Oh, quite ornate.
Exactly. So you'd know it when you saw it. And it should be in the spot where we're digging.
Artistic license? Or maybe whoever etched it thought the scene would look nicer if that mountain was in the background.
There's another possibility.
Namely?
That there's no such place. That it was all a myth. We only have a few documents to say it was here. And our translation of those isn't perfect. Maybe they were just stories.
No, it's real.
You sound very sure.
I have a friend who... Well, he's not exactly a specialist. In many ways, he's the opposite of a specialist, but he's generally right about these things.
I'd like to meet him.
Well, I'm sure you'll get a chance. He's staying nearby.
Up on the mountain?
No, he's made his own arrangements. I'm going to talk to him now.
Okay. We're going to make one more try before we pack up for the day. We're going to use that particle sorter to excavate that area there.
Call me if you find anything.
Ah, Bernice.
Doctor, how are the repairs going?
Oh, I'll be travelling through time and space soon enough, doing what I do best. Thanks to you. I've isolated the fault that's preventing the TARDIS travelling accurately.
Oh, I'd hope so, since you seem to have pulled the entire console to pieces.
The lateral stabilisers have fallen out of phase. Or it's an imbalance in the helmic regulator. Or possibly both. How's the dig going?
Frustrating, slow, full of dead ends, the usual.
The entrance to the caves continues to elude you, then?
We don't have a lot to go on. Sorry, I know it's urgent.
It's given me time to repair the TARDIS.
Yeah, maybe you can make it look like something other than a police box.
I'll certainly try.
I was joking. I thought you liked it like that.
I did, but perhaps the time has come for a change.
What's that?
Just some crossed wires.
I feel like we're being called to prayer.
Come on.
Whatever works, I suppose.
Would you like some tea?
Dear Diary, things have taken an interesting turn. The doctor turned up again. I haven't met this one before. There's a different slant to him, something I can't quite put my finger on. But you can tell he's the same person underneath. Nobody else would turn up out of the blue, barely say hello, then demand I drop everything and help him search for something of vital importance to the future of the galaxy. And there's nobody else I'd do it for either.
It's just brewing. I believe I have some fruitcake somewhere.
I'm not hungry.
Never turn down fruitcake when you're on a deserted planet. You never know where your next meal is coming from.
It isn't deserted. There's a tourist resort on the mountain. They have cocktails.
Ah, but the restaurant is very expensive. Trust me, you don't want to go hungry on Ogo Ichao.
Surely it's pronounced Ogoichao.
Oh, no, it isn't.
We're on a planet called Ogoichao. And I'm on the team digging for a site of pilgrimage deep in the caves here. We're not completely sure why it was a site of pilgrimage. It predates the human colonization of this system. The surviving evidence suggests it was a religious thing. But the doctor says there's an old document in those caves detailing...
Here it is. I think this one was left over from Christmas 1888. But it seems edible enough.
I'm sure it'll be delicious.
Could you pass me that knife?
Looks like something an 18th century Chinese assassin would use.
Do you know, I think it was something an 18th century Chinese assassin used.
Please be joking.
I have cleaned it. How big a slice do you want?
Well, bigger than that.
That?
Bigger?
That.
Oh, come on, stop messing around and cut me a real piece.
You said you weren't hungry.
I wasn't, but that was before I saw the cake.
Bon appetit, Bernice.
Thank you.
Oh, good grief, this ridiculous machine.
It's fine, just leave it. It adds atmosphere. A doom-laden atmosphere.
I'm going to find that bell and rip it out with my bare hands if I have to.
Steady on, it's just a bell. A bell being a massive bell.
I'll go and disconnect it.
I'm worried about the doctor. Something seems to be eating away at him. Maybe it's just this business with the Caragot, but he seems on edge. And he seems older, too. I've met him looking old and young, and all ages in between, but this doctor seems tired. I hope he's not ill and hiding it from me. I don't ask him.
Unfortunately, I don't know where the bell actually is. You can hear it throughout the TARDIS. It sends the vibration through the whole interior, but it's not clear where it starts from.
I'm sure I've heard it before somewhere. What does it mean?
Nothing.
Well, usually alarms mean something.
At the present moment, it doesn't mean anything, Bernice. It's just malfunctioning.
What have we got?
We're encountering resistance in this space here.
Turn the machinery off. I can't hear you.
Sorry.
Start again.
We're encountering resistance at this face here, and the depth scan is suggesting there's a structure underneath.
Have you modelled it yet?
Just doing so now. We've managed to scan to a depth of about 1.9 metres.
Oh, let's see then.
Well, that could be the...
Oh, yes, it most certainly could. Turn it 90 degrees this way. Oh, yes, yes!
Are you travelling alone these days, then?
Why do you ask? Hoping to return to the fold?
No, just curious. The woman I've been working with at the dig might be up for it.
You haven't told her about me, have you?
No, why?
The Caragot have spies, that's all.
She's very clever, very practical. I think she's having a bit of a midlife crisis. Might be more receptive than the youngsters you usually hang around with.
Youngsters? What are you implying?
Well, you do travel with a lot of people who are younger than you.
I'm thousands of years old. Everyone is younger than me.
Well, let me know if you'd like me to put a word in with her.
Another archaeologist, though.
Well, just because you've had one archaeologist on board doesn't mean you couldn't have another.
What makes you think you're the only archaeologist who's travelled with me?
Aha! What? Seriously? Hello?
Bernice?
Yes, Lee?
We found the entrance. You're sure?
Looking at it right now. Exactly as it was in the etching. The same design, everything.
Can you open it? Is there a lock?
Coded, I think. There are symbols. The language of the previous settlers.
But can you open it?
I'm confident I can.
There's a ship coming overhead.
Yes, I'm trying to pull the knees.
Oh, look out! Something incoming!
What the...
Lee? Lee!
The Caragot.
What?
They've arrived.
What happened?
They've come in with an airstrike first. They prefer to leave all the infrastructure intact, so they've probably deployed a steam bomb.
What the...
Next, they will land and pick off survivors. They're ruthless and meticulous. Come along.
Yes, we should help anyone who survived.
Of course, but most importantly... We need to get into that cave so we can learn how to defeat them.
I
Here she is, in this crater.
Don't kill me! Please! Don't kill me!
I haven't come to kill you.
Then what do you want with me?
Yi Yi! Oh, you're right. My arm is burned, but who's he?
Oh, it's all right. This is the friend I mentioned.
Delighted to meet you. I'm the Doctor.
We're under attack by some kind of...
The Karagot.
The what?
A brutal and remorseless species of gastropods with bonded cybernetic armor. That's the bad news. The good news is you can help us defeat them.
Bernice, is this guy for real?
Very much so.
You located the door to the caves. Show me.
Shouldn't we be getting out of here?
No. The secret to defeating them is in there. You will be doing the galaxy a great service, Professor Chen.
How do you know my name?
Let's get down there before they start firing again. Come on!
Et voilà!
Oh, wow! It really does look just like the etching. No artistic license taken.
This isn't a language I've come across before.
I thought you knew all languages.
When spoken by a living being, yes. The gift is less reliable when it comes to the written form.
Li Yi studied it extensively.
I have, but I still only recognize some of these symbols.
The Karagot are landing. We don't have long.
Probably it's obvious if you know their religious texts. It's here to allow the devout in and keep everyone else out.
But you've studied their religious texts.
What we know of them, yes, but...
Professor Chen, I'm afraid I must hurry you.
Oh, good grief. I think it's purity, love, and afterlife?
Ah! Oh, you did it! Oh. I told you she was good.
Who said I didn't believe you? Inside.
Oh. Of 22.
I know.
How could I have helped them, Bernice, if I'd stayed?
The Karagot would have killed you, too.
Maybe they're not all dead.
Let's hope not. Doctor, do you think the Karagot saw us come in here?
Even if they didn't, they will learn from the others that the doorway is here and surmise that's where we went.
So what do we do now? Wait down here until they go away?
No, Professor Chen. We fight them.
Are there weapons down here?
Possibly, yes.
This is why the Doctor came. Somewhere in these caves is the secret to defeating those creatures.
That's oddly convenient.
Would you say so? I feel it would be more convenient if they weren't attacking us while we were looking for it.
The Doctor's been trying to fight them for some time. They tracked him down here.
You mean they're here because of you?
Yes.
My colleagues are dead out there, and you're telling me you brought them here?
Li Yi, he didn't do it deliberately.
This has nothing to do with us. We're archaeologists. Don't drag us into your war.
I prefer not to drag anyone into any war. But in another star system, millions of people are dying. And I'm trying to stop it. I wish I had a choice. But I had to come here.
Yes, I see. I'm sorry.
Apologies are quite unnecessary. This is a stressful situation. And I'm grateful for your help.
I don't know how much help I can be. I'm not cut out for this sort of thing.
Do you know much about the layout of these caves?
We have something that looks like a map. Here.
Interesting.
But if you look, we thought that was the entrance there.
A logical assumption.
But it doesn't correspond with any other geographical features, so I don't know if we can trust the rest of it.
Then we must proceed with caution.
I actually think it's much simpler than this. There's some fragmentary footage of a journey here, which strongly suggests the passage is a spiral which leads to the central chamber.
Which is where this secret will almost certainly be located.
You think? Everything we know about it suggests it was a place of worship.
Indeed. Well, we shall see.
You have another idea about what's down there?
No. I'm eager to see it myself. Would you like to lead the way, Professor?
Do you mean me or her?
Professor Chen is the one with the theory about the way to the central chamber.
Okay. This way?
The walls are oddly small.
I see one.
please. We're an academic expedition.
Health injuries are not mortal.
Under the Centauri Convention, I claim amnesty for...
He is nutritious. Eat him.
Please, no!
There are many dead. We will not waste them.
Careful. The ground's unstable.
Doctor, do you need a hand?
No.
Lee? Which way now?
Oh. My theory didn't anticipate there being forks in the path.
May I suggest you adapt your theory?
Maybe the other pathway has opened up over the centuries. Tectonic activity is likely in terrain like this.
Oh, God. So the way to the central chamber might have closed up entirely.
Then we are all doomed when the Karagod manage to gain entrance to the caves, track us down, and we have no way to fight them. So let's choose a path and take it, shall we?
Right. So, let's continue going to the right?
I agree, but why don't you stay here and the Doctor and I will just go a little way down the other tunnel?
Why?
To check the chamber isn't just round the corner. It'll only take a moment.
Okay.
I think staying together would be wiser.
Yeah, broadly speaking, so do I. But I wanted to say, why are you being so harsh on Lee?
What do you mean?
She's injured and scared and trying her best, and you're just undermining her.
Do you appreciate how important it is that we find this?
I do, yes.
In the vast scheme of things, a little bruised professional pride seems magnificently irrelevant, don't you think?
Plenty of great men have used the importance of their work as an excuse for acting appallingly. Don't be one of them.
You're quite right, Bernice. I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize to me. Apologize to her.
Very well. Professor Chen?
No, actually, don't apologize to her. It'll just be incredibly obvious I told you to.
Then what would you have me do?
Just be a bit nicer.
The Doctor and the humans went in there to hide, or for another reason. I need more insight. We need to follow. The door is locked. I have integrated decoding skills. I will open it.
We are getting lower, aren't we?
Definitely. We're 20 meters below our starting point. I've been recording our progress here and making a model of the tunnels.
And we're almost directly beneath our starting point. I think you were right.
Let's hope so, despite what the Doctor thinks. Where is he?
Doctor? Doctor!
I'm just here.
What are you doing?
I saw some interesting deposits on the walls. No, a dead end.
Right.
But there's been no other way we could have gone. None of the branches led anywhere.
Then clearly there is some other flaw in our reasoning.
All right. What do you think we should do next?
Have you any explosives?
Not on me, no.
Well, even if we did, they'd be liable to bring the ceiling down on us.
It's imperative we reach the central chamber, quickly.
Just because it's imperative doesn't mean it's possible. Maybe there is no central chamber. Maybe the whole thing was a trick so they could herd people in here, only for them to be eaten by snakes or...
Wait! What's that?
An earthquake!
We must locate the strongest point of the tunnel. Stand there and trust to...
The whole tunnel's moving!
We must get out before it traps us!
You won't make it! You'll be crushed!
The way back has gone. A dead end in most directions now.
You say that like it's my fault.
You led the way.
Because you asked me to.
Oh, shut up, you two. This isn't an earthquake.
Bernice is right. The tunnel isn't collapsing. And look, the rock wall at the other end is moving too.
Is the tunnel changing position?
Yes, with us inside it.
How is that possible?
I don't know, Professor, but you should welcome it.
Why?
Because in the light of this, your previous errors are understandable. they were based on the assumption the layout of the caves was consistent.
And it isn't.
Indeed not. This substance, which appears to be rock, behaves quite differently from any rock you've encountered. And there we have it. Our section of tunnel now takes a different position in the cave network. Yonder end no longer leads where we came from, and our end is no longer a dead end.
I had worked all that out, you know.
Excuse me?
When I said this isn't an earthquake, I'd worked out everything you just said. You just went ahead and said it first.
Does it matter who said it? Surely having the information is the important thing.
Well, yes, but it's still annoying.
I'm more concerned about the fact we can no longer be sure of finding the way out, or...
Or even that there is a way out. Yes, I realise that too. And also that we don't know if the shifting of the tunnels is a natural process.
Or if it's being done deliberately by some other party. Who knows we're here?
Personally, I'm just glad we've got somewhere to move on to. Shall we go?
Indeed, Professor Jen. After you.
Thank you.
Wow! I don't remember anything in the accounts about enormous crevices.
And I'm not 100% convinced by this bridge.
Let's try to establish how deep this is.
Ah, the old dropping a rock down the seemingly bottomless crevice trick.
Perhaps if you could be silent for a moment, so we can listen out for the clunk.
Sorry.
Now!
Right.
I have an expandable climbing rope.
Excellent. Lodge it under this rock and tie it around yourself before you walk across the bridge.
Wait, you keep trying to get me to go first.
What perfect nonsense.
You have, at every turn. Are you hoping that if there's any danger, I'll be the one to walk into it?
On the contrary, I'm keenly aware that the Karagot may already have gained access to these caves and could be coming up behind us. If that's the case, I hope to be able to protect you.
Doctor, we're all under pressure. Give her a break.
But if you would prefer, I'm more than happy to put gallantry to one side and go first. Give me the rope.
Here you go.
Thank you. Bernice, is the other end secured?
Yes, and I'll keep hold of it to make sure.
Then I shall cross. It feels stable. If we cross quickly and smoothly, I believe...
Please don't try to cross.
Who the hell is that?
You there. Is the chamber on the other side?
It doesn't matter what's on this side.
Then the answer is yes. Otherwise, you'd have simply said no.
You need to leave these caves.
How on earth can there be someone living down here?
Look, there's monsters outside. They want to kill us. I'm sure they'll kill you. You want to let us through, believe me.
Believe me? I don't.
Doctor, he's got a hammer.
You appear to have hit the bridge, old chap, rather than me.
Oh, his hand's stuck.
Then quick, let's go.
No, wait.
The bridge, it's going to collapse.
Then I suggest we stay off it.
What about him?
What about him? He just tried to kill the doctor with a hammer.
We can't just leave him to die.
Bernice, it's too risky.
Let me help.
You can't come here. Nobody can.
We're here. Do you want to die or...
No.
Give me your hand.
Where's Bernice? Did you make it?
I don't know.
It sounded like...
The bridge. It's collapsed.
No!
She should never have gone back.
Don't worry. We're fine.
Bernice!
Keep away from me, all of you.
Sound advice. He may still be dangerous.
He's not armed now. When did you become so suspicious? And as for telling me to leave him to die...
I was only worried about the risk to you.
That was never how we used to do things. Even when you were doing all your big picture stuff, you wouldn't let someone just die if they could be saved.
Forgive me. I've been battling the Karagot for some considerable time. It's perhaps made me hard-hearted and paranoid.
I have to admit I wasn't being entirely selfless either.
What do you mean?
I want to ask him some questions.
Ask all you want. I'm not going to answer.
I'm afraid if you don't talk to us, the next people you talk to will be a lot bigger and nastier than we are.
It's true. They're coming. They care nothing for you. And we're the only ones who can stop them. so perhaps you should consider being more helpful.
My name is Chorus.
That's a good start. Now, I'm Bernice, this is Lee, and he's the Doctor.
There is only one way in and out of these caves, yes?
Yes.
And the door has just been uncovered today after centuries buried, so you must have been here a very, very long time.
Yes.
How long?
I don't know. I don't have anything that tells the time anymore.
Are you from this world, Chorus?
No, I'm from Kenzie or Beta.
Where's that?
Several hundred light years away.
Hang on. He's not human.
Well spotted.
But he speaks Mandarin.
Speaks what?
He doesn't speak Mandarin. Neither does Bernice, for that matter. But I've arranged for that particular issue to be a non-issue.
But how?
So, Kenzior Beta. That's a long way to come, Chorus.
I had no choice.
You made a pilgrimage here?
If you want to call it that.
Why was this place significant?
Isn't it obvious?
I understand that spiritually it must have been important to
you. No. I was dying. You don't know what this place is.
Isn't it a religious site?
No. These caves are life-giving. They heal the sick. You think people came all this way for religion?
173,820 serfdom condemnations tried. 179,262 condemnations. Access gained!
Why are you collecting all this water?
To drink.
Then what do you eat?
I don't need to eat.
This is extraordinary.
Don't move the cups around.
What's extraordinary about it?
Chorus, where did this liquid come from?
Excretions from the dominant life form of this planet.
Excretions?
Yes, it sounds unusual.
Disgusting.
But the benefits are well worth it.
Well, they better be.
There is a life form in this liquid. Possibly many thousands of life forms.
How do you know?
I can very faintly hear them talking.
You're serious?
Professor Chen, your burned arm. Hold it out.
Why?
For heaven's sake, don't fuss.
Hey!
Hey!
You can spare a little. You can see she's injured.
Ow! Ow! Are you all right? Stings! Oh! Oh!
You see? Completely healed.
It's like nanogenes.
But I'd wager considerably more powerful, because his people don't usually live for several centuries.
No, we don't.
It treats aging as a disease, like any other, and nanogenes don't do that.
It didn't just heal me. I've had poor eyesight ever since I was a child. Now I can see perfectly.
Fascinating. Within the parameters of your DNA, it makes you the best you can be.
So where are these creatures?
You're standing inside one. You saw the shifting of the tunnels.
We were almost crushed to death.
We assumed you caused it.
No. The tunnels are the dominant species of this planet.
You can't be serious.
Oh, I am. The tunnels are simple creatures, but they're alive. The locals called them riculi.
But a tunnel is a hole. It's an absence of a thing.
Exactly. The riculi are not quite of the same dimension as you and I. Their bodies are here and yet not here. Like worms, they burrow through the rock. But after they pass through, the rock returns to its original state. The fluid comes from them.
So we're inside one of these creatures right now?
Yes. They're happy to accommodate living beings within themselves. It's just the rock they displace.
Remarkable.
And also weird. Is the way to the chamber open now?
It may be.
Then let's not waste time. Yes. 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 We have it.
Oh, is this chamber also one of the Riculi?
I don't believe so. It never moves. But it seems to be a sort of home nest, which they all stay close to.
The decoration! I have to catch some footage of this.
It's forbidden to reproduce the images on the walls of the...
Who's going to stop me? Lee, don't forget we are supposed to be looking for the secret to defeating the Karagot.
I can do both at once.
What on earth is it doing here, anyway? I could understand it being hidden away with religious texts, but in a healing spring...
Yes, strange.
You're usually full of theories. Is the cave shifting again?
Probably.
Look at this!
Have you found the secret? No? But this dome thing just popped up from the center. Might be useful. Ooh, looks like someone upturned a bowl of lemon jelly and just left it there. But look, if you touch it here... A language interface appears.
Oh, it's quite useless. I've looked it over many times, but the interface is gibberish. I've spent years trying to decipher the... How did you do that?
She pressed the controls.
But I've been here for centuries. I've tried every possible combination.
This is the language of the original settlers. It's not just about the sequence. It's about the rhythm. Is the secret on here, perhaps?
Please, Bernice, we have an expert in our midst. Allow her to do her work.
I think it's a communication device.
Communication with who?
With the Riculi.
No, surely, I told you, they're not intelligent.
Perhaps they're more intelligent than you realized. See, this display here must be the current layout of the tunnels.
Well, does this mean that we can talk to them? Ask them to arrange themselves a different...
Did you do that?
No, I don't think so.
There's something moving.
The Karagot. They're coming.
Quick, Lee. Can you use this console thing to change the tunnel layout and stop them getting in?
I don't know. I barely worked out the basics of this thing.
You must try.
They're coming down that tunnel there.
Okay. Well, nothing's happening.
No.
Oh, I forgot to say please.
Look, the tunnel over there, it's shifting round.
Fine work, Professor Chen.
But it's only bought us some time. We must find the secret of defeating these things. Oh. Ah!
Is everyone all right? The wall! Look at the wall! That decoration was thousands of years old.
Oh, where's the doctor? I can't see Chorus either.
Too much dust.
Move away from the control system.
Bernice, I can see shapes under the surface of their skin like people.
Yes.
There's one there that looks like Marco from the dig team.
We are Karagot.
Yes, we gathered. Are there any three of you?
Where is the doctor?
I was just wondering that.
Move the rubble. Find the doctor.
There's a tunnel up there that's closed off now. He must have gone that way. He wouldn't just abandon us. He must be under the rubble.
The passageway has closed off behind us.
Good.
Your friends didn't make it.
They're not my friends.
Those creatures. You brought them here.
I didn't invite them. Is one of your collection tins here?
What?
The things you collect the water in. I need one.
I need them all.
Come, come, don't be selfish, Chorus.
You came to steal. I knew it.
There's plenty to go around. Now give some to me or I'll shoot you.
With what? You don't have a...
Oh, I do.
You had that weapon all this time?
I couldn't use it earlier because Bernice thinks that sort of thing isn't my style. But I assure you, it very much is.
The doctor is not here. No.
Neither is Chorus.
They haven't even found the bodies.
Well, that's good news, isn't it? Means they're still alive.
Yes. Maybe the doctor found the secret.
You think?
Well, yes. That must be why he escaped. He had to protect it.
What do we do with these two?
They've remembered us.
Assess them for integration.
What?
Understood. This one is useful.
Me? And I'm not?
I have evident integration, May. I will integrate her.
What does that mean?
Your intelligence will become part of mine.
Oh, no. Lee, I don't know what to do.
Police, help! Please!
I'm sorry, I...
Stay still, but the integration process may kill you.
Oh, my...
No. No. Those are people under there.
Other beings are what we are. We bring unity.
Parasites.
We came for the doctor.
You won't get it.
You cannot help us find him.
Even if I could, I never would.
This is predictable.
Sorry if I'm boring you.
She is a nutritious eater.
You know, he won't be happy if you eat me. Oh, no, you'll only make him angry.
Anything that encourages him to engage with us is to our benefit.
Please, Ralph!
What happened? A tunnel opened beneath her feet. Follow her! The tunnel is too narrow. The experience of the other woman is needed. She will be our guide.
Here, there's one here.
Good.
It's almost full.
How much of this do you drink per day?
I fill one of these cups halfway up.
And that's sufficient to maintain your skulking existence down here?
Yes, it's plenty.
The communications console back there, the one you can use to talk to the creatures.
I told you, I've never used it.
I believe it could be used to instruct the tunnels to produce secretions to order. Do you concur?
Yes. When this place was up and running, they could produce elixirs with specific results. That must be how they used to do it.
Yes. The Riculi analyze you as you walk through them. They know how your biology works.
Imagine what we could do with that.
Oh, you won't be doing anything with it.
What?
Doctor!
Bernice?
Why did you do that?
Is Lee Chen fully integrating? Integration at 83%. 87.
It is enough. The living tunnels are ours to command.
Bernice, you escaped the Karagot.
A tunnel opened at the right moment. Deliberate help, or maybe I got lucky. Listen.
Yes, it's quite fascinating, this place.
Fascinating? You just killed Chorus. He was just standing there, unarmed.
We didn't need him anymore. He was getting in the way.
You're not even denying it.
I'd rather you hadn't seen, of course, but it's no matter that you have.
You're not the doctor.
Ah, but I am.
No, I've met different doctors. Whatever body he's wearing, he's always a good man. That's not you. You crossed a line he never would. I don't know why I believed
you. You believe me because I am the doctor. You can sense it subliminally.
No, it's a trick. What are you?
Bernice, I am the doctor's future.
No, that's impossible.
The doctor would say so too. He convinces himself he's changed his path. that I am a warning he has heeded. But I cannot be averted, only postponed. I am always in his future.
What happens to him to turn him into you?
Everything.
What do you mean?
The weight of everything the doctor has done will break him eventually. The obligations to which he has tied himself will wear him out. And I will be the result. Free of his guilt. Free of his self-justifying moral code.
Free to kill and then spout off about it?
You're upset about Corus? His life was worthless. Scurrying around in these tunnels like a rat. Existing for the sake of existing.
He had a right to exist.
The doctor tried to deny me my right to exist.
I'm not surprised. We all have terrible impulses. It's a moral duty to suppress them.
Moral duty? We cannot deny what we are. I am just as much the doctor as any of them.
You're not. I should have seen it. Letting us go first down the tunnels, abandoning us to the mercy of the Caragot.
Mere prudence. The doctor has more than one life. He can afford to waste them on grandstanding gestures, protecting the lives of others.
Ah. You can't regenerate, can you?
I splintered from the doctor before his final incarnation. A causal imbalance. I have only this life.
Splintered? You're not a regeneration. You just fell off the back of a lorry. And you're terrified of dying.
We all should be. Especially you, Bernice.
Threats. How very doctor. You wanted Corus's secret. That's why we came here in the first place, isn't it? The secret of how to defeat the Caragot isn't here at all.
When I am stronger, I will defeat the Caragot. No. I will enslave them to my own purpose. But I will survive.
At the expense of him and Yi?
She's dead.
The Caragot integrated her.
Ah, this is unfortunate.
Oh, I realize it's bad,
but Caragot will exploit her knowledge. Professor Chen knows the local language and how to manipulate the tunnels.
So now they can do that too? Just like that?
It's what they do. It's why they're chasing me.
Because they think you're the doctor.
I am.
Oh, pathetic. Not even going after the real doctor, just a twisted little fragment.
Feeble provocation, Bernice. Don't forget, I am still armed.
Surprised you haven't killed me already.
I may yet need you.
Oh, goody. Are the Caragot really invading against other worlds?
No. They're a genetic experiment run rampant. There are no more than 100 of them.
They're not even a threat.
They will be. They have no imagination. They want power. But they're incapable of forming a plan.
Oh. And if they use your mind for that...
Indeed. An outcome neither of us wants. We must get away from here before they find us.
What about Lee? Can she be saved?
No. We can't fight them in here. We have to get out. Although we may not have a choice in where we go.
The doctor and the woman are running. I will loop the tunnel.
The fluid in this cave has healing properties.
Repair all damage. We will emerge stronger from this place.
In progress.
Loop all the tunnels. All tunnels will lead back to the central chamber.
Don't succumb to weakness, Bernice.
You're even worse at pep talks than the real doctor. Wait. Wait, another tunnel!
It's narrow.
But it's enough for us to get through. This is the one that opened for me when I escaped from the central chamber, I think.
What's the relevance of this?
I think it responded to me. The others are just doing what they're told, but this one's trying to help.
A sentimental interpretation.
I think it's a straw worth clutching in our present circumstances, don't you? Come on!
We have lost track of them!
Guard! One of the tunnels has rebelled! It is not within the communications interface!
We will follow and bring them back here!
Where's it taking us?
Hopefully outside.
Hopefully.
I wanted to escape from the Karagot, and it helped me do that. I want to get outside.
Or it could be flailing around at random.
It could, yes. Look, we're getting closer to the opening.
Abandon your attempts to leave the cave.
Back the other way.
But that won't take us out.
The tunnel is shifting. It should take us somewhere different.
Yes, I can see the opening. I think it's the tunnel near the entrance.
Oh, thank heavens for... Wait. This isn't near the entrance. This is the central chamber.
Yes, I think you're right about that small tunnel. It seems to respond to us rather than to the communications console. Perhaps it's a younger one, rebellious.
Why has it brought us here?
Because this is where I wanted to go.
What?
I wanted the Karagot out of the way first, so I made sure they chased us.
Right, and now you're going to reconfigure the tunnel so we get out, yes?
I have something more important to do first.
Could possibly be more important than getting out of...
My regeneration. Don't try to stop me, I'm still armed.
But you got the stuff, didn't you? The healing stuff.
I have a little, but a greater prize awaits. With this, I can instruct the Riculi to generate a formula to my design.
You're risking your life and mine because you want some bespoke alien sweat.
It's done.
Have you configured the tunnel so we can get out?
Of course.
So, how do you intend to get the Karagot off your back? Use the TARDIS to go into the past and destroy them before they ever arose?
No.
In fact... Didn't you just do that in the first place?
The web of time.
No, I don't buy the idea you care about that. And if the doctor's out there, he must have his TARDIS. So what are you travelling around in?
Another TARDIS.
So that's what those repairs are about. It won't respond to you, will it? Because you're not a proper Time Lord.
I grow less and less convinced that keeping you alive is useful.
Why are we stopping?
I need to collect. See? One of Chorus's tin cans.
Why is that so important to you?
Because if I throw my regeneration to chance, I fear I will revert to type.
You mean you become like the Doctor again? The real Doctor?
I've asked the Riculi to create something that will not only restore my ability to regenerate, it will allow me to control the regeneration.
You did this because you're worried you might turn into a better man.
You'll never know what it's like to understand the true scale of the universe and take it all on your shoulders. The constant thoughts of all the people you didn't save and all the people you never will. Nobody should have to live like that. I won't go back to it. I refuse.
The tunnels are moving again. Doing that?
It seems reconfiguring the tunnels is no guarantee they'll stay that way.
We need to get out. Come on, it can't be far to the entrance. Stop! It's the broken bridge.
We must find some way to cross.
We can't. It's too far. We have to go back.
We must integrate you.
It's talking about you.
Me?
Yes. They're not bothered about me.
My mind will not be enslaved to their petty aims. Not when my prize is so close.
He is confident.
Have you told this woman the secret?
Secret?
You cannot bluff us.
We have integrated the knowledge of Li Yi Chen.
You came here to find the secret that would defeat us.
She believes you have found it.
But
you don't know what the secret is.
We have no weaknesses.
That's what you think.
What are you doing?
The doctor didn't find the secret, but I did. I know how to destroy you.
We should destroy her before she has the chance.
Wait! You will tell us what it is.
No! Add your card and make me.
They will try, Bernice.
We will integrate you.
Oh, right, that. But you can't integrate me. Because that's how the secret weapon works.
Explain.
Because these caverns can produce remedies to order, which means they can also produce toxins. A toxin that doesn't affect humans, but does affect you. And the doctor and I both have the toxin in our systems.
Clever.
We cannot integrate them.
No, you cannot.
And you know what? Li Yi has it in her system too.
I have felt no effects.
It takes a while to work. By the time you feel the effects, it's too late.
Digestion has not yet begun. We must de-integrate.
Li Yi! You told me there was no chance of getting her back.
Yes, I lied. What of it?
Where? What?
You're all right. Right. Where did we just agree to?
What course of action do we take?
These caves must be destroyed at all costs.
Oh.
We will sacrifice ourselves for the greater good of the caravan.
The secret of our weakness can never leave this place.
What are they doing?
Their armor's emergency setting injects their bodies with a chemical that turns them into, essentially, a huge lump of gelignite. They'll detonate in around 2 minutes.
Come on, then!
How? There's no bridge. It's too far to jump.
There's another tunnel opening up there. Lee, can you walk?
I'm fine.
Go! Hurry up!
I can't afford to spill this. It's vital.
Oh, I'll spill it for you, then.
No! My cure! What have you done?
I've done you a favor. We need to move fast or we won't die down here.
No! I must have more!
What's he doing?
Big fool. Let's go.
How do we know this one won't just lead us back into the middle?
I've met this one before.
What?
Just trust me. Anyway, it's our only option.
Yes! Yes! Enough! There's enough! You won't get me again, Doctor!
Yes, yes. How did you convince them to let me go?
I lied about a lot of things. And they bought it because they don't have enough imagination to lie themselves.
Listen! The caves are collapsing.
Amiculi. They were living things.
Does that mean they're dead?
I hope not. If I hadn't made that stuff up about the toxin...
Then the Karagot would have won. And would be on their way to conquer planets.
Probably, yes.
What do you think happened to the Doctor?
It wasn't the Doctor.
Who was he then?
Just a part of him. A sad fragment who thought coming here could make him whole.
And he failed?
I hope so. But it always seemed the Doctor could survive anything. Maybe he's the same.